Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. This week featuring a film called Donnie Darko, a 2001 American science fiction psychological thriller, written and directed by Richard Kelly. It's got a great cast, Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, Mary O'Connell and Kathleen Ross, also Patrick Swayze in the film. The film follows Donnie Darko, an emotionally troubled teenager who inadvertently escapes a bizarre accident by sleepwalking. He has a vision of Frank, a mysterious figure in a rabbit costume who informs him that the world will end in 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes and 12 seconds.
It was as though this plan had been with him all his life, pondered through the seasons. Now, in his 15th year, crystallized with the pain of puberty.
So, why'd you move here?
My mom had to get a restraining order against my stepdad. He has emotional problems.
Oh, I have those too. What kind of emotional problems does your dad have?
I met a new friend.
Real or imaginary?
You're a cop, Tony.
Imaginary.
I'm going to tell you a little story today about a young man whose life was completely destroyed by these instruments of fear.
I haven't seen stuff.
Donnie is experiencing what is commonly called a daylight hallucination.
I have to obey him. He saved my life.
Have you ever seen a portal?
Has he ever told you about his friend Frank, the giant bunny rabbit?
The what?
Look, every living thing follows along a set path. And if you could see your path or channel, then you could see into the future, right?
I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation.
Don't worry. You got away with it.
What is going to happen?
I only have a few days left before they catch me. When's this going to stop?
You should already know that.
So here we go. Well, developed back in 1997 when Kelly had graduated from film school and he started writing scripts. He took an idea of a jet engine falling onto a house with no one knowing its origin and built the story around it. Well, Kelly insisted on directing the film himself and struggled to secure backing, I imagine he did, from producers until 2000 when Pandora Cinema and Barrymore's Flower Films agreed to produce it on a $4.5 million budget. Well, film took 28 days in the summer of 2000, mostly in California, and the soundtrack features a cover of Mad Well by Tears for Fears by American musician Gary Jules, which we'll be playing in this program. And Michelle Andrews, who went to number one on the UK singles chart for 3 weeks. Well, Donnie Darko premiered on January the 19th, 2001 at the Sundance Film Festival, followed by a limited theatrical release on October the 26th. Well, because the film's advertising featured a crashing plane and the September 11th attacks had occurred a month and a half before, it was scarcely advertised, as you can imagine. So we're going to listen to the music today. We're going to start off with this one from Echo and the Bunnymen. And this is The Killing Moon from the film Donnie Darko.
He will wait until In the starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will.
Opening up the music proceedings with Echo and the Bunnymen and the Killing Moon. Well, the plot goes something like this. On October the 2nd, 1988, my birthday, troubled teenager Donald Donnie Darko sleepwalks outside, led to a mysterious voice. Once outside, he meets a figure with a monstrous rabbit costume named Frank, who tells Donnie that the world will end in precisely 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes and 12 seconds. Well, Donnie wakes up the next morning on the green of a local golf course and returns home to discover a jet engine has crashed into his bedroom. Well, his older sister Elizabeth tells the FAA investigators, do not know its origin. Oh. Let's continue now with music from, this is from INXS. Never Tear Us Apart. Great track. Good music here on TRE. This is the director's cut, the film Donnie Darko with you.
don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings, but some of us don't. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never, ever tear us apart.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back to the program. Well, over the next several days, Donnie continues to have visions of Frank, and his parents, Eddie and Rose, send him to a psychotherapist, Dr. Thurman. Thurman believes Donnie is detached from reality and that his visions of Frank are daylight hallucinations, symptomatic of paranoid schizophrenia. Well, Frank asks Donnie if he believes in time travel, who in turn asks the science teacher, Dr. Kenneth Mintoff. Mintoff gives Donnie The Philosophy of Time Travel, a book written by Roberta Sparrow, a former science teacher at the school who is now seemingly senile old woman living outside of town, known to the local teenagers as Grandma Death. Music continues now. This is Joy Division. Wow. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Right here on the Director's Cut.
Emotions for
film music from Joy Division. Well, Donnie also starts dating Gretchen Ross, who has recently moved into town, and her mother under a new identity to escape her violent stepfather. Well, Frank begins to influence Donnie's actions through his sleepwalking episodes, including causing him to flood his high school by breaking a water main. Well, gym teacher Kitty Farmer attributes the act of vandalism to the influence of the short story The Distractors, assigned by a dedicated English teacher, Karen Pomeroy. Kitty begins teaching attitude lessons taken from local motivational speaker Jim Cunningham. Oh, wow, it's getting complicated, isn't it? But Donnie rebels against these, leading to friction between Kitty and Rose. Or Kitty arranges for Cunningham to speak at a school assembly where Donnie insults him. His later finds Cunningham's wallet and address, and Frank suggests setting his house on fire. Well, firefighters discover a hoard of child pornography there. Cunningham is arrested, and Kitty, who wishes to testify in his defense, asks Rose to chaperone their daughter's dance troupe on his trip to Los Angeles. Okay, we continue now with the music from, this is called Stay from Obingo Bungo, and this is from the movie Donnie Darko, here on Talk Radio Europe with me, Alan T.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
And we continue now with music from the movie Donnie Darko. And here's the plot continues with Rose in Los Angeles and Eddie away for business. Donnie and Elizabeth hold a Halloween costume party to celebrate Elizabeth's acceptance to Harvard. Well, at the party, Gretchen arrives distraught as her mother has gone missing, and she and Donnie make love for the first time. When Donnie realizes that Frank's prophesied end of the world is only hours away, he takes Gretchen and two other friends to see Sparrow. Instead of Sparrow, they find two high school bullies, Seth and Ricky, who are trying to rob Sparrow's home. Well, Donnie, Seth and Ricky get into a fight in the road in front of the house just as Sparrow is returning home, as oncoming car swerves to avoid Sparrow and runs over Gretchen, killing her. Jimmy. The driver turns out to be Elizabeth's boyfriend, Frank Anderson, wearing the same rabbit costume from Donnie's visions. Well, Donnie shoots Frank in the eye with his father's gun and walks home carrying Gretchen's body. Can it get any darker? Well, maybe it can. I don't know. Let's continue the music now with a great track. First one from Tears for Fears from the movie Donnie Darko. And this, I think, you're going to recognize instantly. Of course, it is.
Thank you.
track from Tears to Fears of the film Donnie Darko. Well, the film soundtrack was composed by San Diego musician and songwriter Michael Andrews. Kelly knew that the film's limited budget prevented him from hiring either Thomas Newman or Danny Elman to compose the score for the film, so he decided to look for a composer who happens to be someone who's very young, hungry, and really talented. Well, Andrews was recommended by Nguyen's brother Jim. The film's open sequence is set to The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, which you've heard. The continuous shot of introducing Donnie's high school prominently features the song Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, still to come. Samantha's dance group Sparkle Motion performs to Notorious by Duran Duran. When the scene was originally shot, the group danced to West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys. However, the rights to the song could not be obtained in the final release. Under the Milky Way by The Church is played over Donnie and Gretchen's emerge from his bedroom during the party. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division also appears in the film dialectically during the party shots of Donnie and Gretchen upstairs. Despite the film being set in 1988, the version played was not released until 1995. Well, in the director's cut, the music in the opening sequence was replaced by Never Tear Us Apart by In Excess. Under the Milky Way is moved to the scene of Donnie and Eddie driving home from Donnie's meeting with their therapist. And The Killing Moon is played on by, as Gretchen and Donnie return to the party from Donnie's parents' room. Well, the film end sequence is a piano cover of Mad World by English new wave group Tears for Fears, which you'll be hearing, and American musician Gary Jules, a school friend of Andrews, made the song as well. Let's continue now with music. This is The Church and Under the Milky Way.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar, something shimmering and white. It leads you here despite your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what your destination.
Church and Under the Milky Way. Well, Donnie Darko was premiered in the Sundance Film Festival on January the 19th, 2001. Kelly said it took around 6 months to secure a theatrical release. At one point, he was close to having it on the premium cable and satellite television network Stars at the time. Well, Donnie firing a gun because of one of Kelly's biggest problems was finding a distributor, as the Columbine High School massacre from 1999 raised concerns that the film's promoting teenage suicide. And the film had a lot of problems because of that. It was mainly backed. In fact, it was Kelly credits Christopher Nolan and his wife Emma Thomas in securing the deal after Memento producer Aaron Ryder arranged a private screening of Donnie Darko for Newmarket executive Chris Ball and Will Tyler and encouraged the pair to distribute the film. And of course, we all know that Christopher Nolan is certainly in the news again now with, of course, the hugely successful and Oscar-winning Oppenheimer. We continue now with that Duran Duran track. This is Notorious from them.
Notorious.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Here we go with more music. So we conclude our look and listen to the music from the film Donnie Darko. Well, the film was released in the UK and it generated renewed critical and commercial interest in the film. It sold 300,000 tickets within the first 6 weeks of release, based mostly on word-of-mouth marketing, and grossed the equivalent of $2.5 million in its theatrical run. Well, Kelly also published the Donnie Darko book in 2003. Jake Gyllenhaal wrote the foreword in which he comments on the confusing nature of the film. Yeah, you read out the plot. Well, the official Donnie Darko website, donniedarko.com, which can still be found at http thearchive.highres.net. If you go and just put Donnie Darko into your Google search and it'll come up. Interesting to read some of the interesting sort of background stories to the film. And certainly had a lot of support from major people, I mean, including Drew Barrymore, who sort of financed the film originally, and of course Chris Nolan, who gave it his blessing to get a distributor organised. Did rather well in that regard, I suppose. We're heading towards the end of the programme. We're going to hear three more tracks. This one is from The Cult, and She Sells Sanctuary is the track before we're going to go to that Tears for Fears final track on the from the film Donnie Darko. We'll be right back. Colt and She Shells Sanctuary. Well, we're going to go out with that cut from Gary Jules and Tears for Fears and Head Over Heels. Thanks so much indeed for the support from Maddie and Eamon, as always. Hope you enjoyed the music today. And just to tell you that the critics' view of the film, it gave it 87%, gave the film positive reviews based on 190 reviews. And the site's critics' consensus reads, Richard Kelly's debut feature, Donnie Darko, is a daring original vision packed with jarring ideas and intelligence and featuring a remarkable performance from Jake Gyllenhaal as the troubled title character. Great actor as well. So let's go out with Tears for Fears and Gary Jules. It's a mad, mad world. Thanks for your company. Bye for now. All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Friends who live for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Have my head, I want to drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very tomorrow, no tomorrow.
find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.